Okay, I had wanted to say a shiur about tshuva, and I wasn't sure if we had done it on the web, and I checked back. In fact, it was the first shiur that was done on the web last year. So it's already there, so I had to come up with something new. The mitzvah that we're going to speak about today is in this week's parsha, which is Nitzavim and Vayelech, and there's a machlokas between the Rashi and the Ramban, which mitzvah exactly this is referring to. At Shishi in Parsha Nitzavim, it says the following: Ki haMitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo neflesa himcha, it's not a wondrous thing from you, it's not difficult, v'lo rechokehi, it's not far away, lo bashamayim hi, it's not in the heaven, Laymor miyalona shemaima vikachelonu, that one would have to say, who's going to go up to the heaven to get it? Viyashmienu oisov and asel, and they'll explain it to us, and we will do it. Veloy me'aver layomhi, it's not over the seas. Laymor, that one would say, miyaver lonu esaver el aver hayom vikachelonu, that who's going to cross over the oceans to get it? Viyashmienu oisov and asena, and they'll teach it to us, and that we will do it. No. Kikara ve'lecho hadover ma'od, this thing is very close to you. Beficha ubelvavcha lasoso, it's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. So the pasuk says it's a mitzvah that is not difficult, you can do it. But the pasuk doesn't say precisely what is the mitzvah. Ki hamitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, which mitzvah are we talking about? So Rashi understands this to mean the mitzvah of learning Torah. If it would be far away, we would still have an obligation to seek it and to learn it, to master it. But in fact, we can open up any sefer, we can begin learning. It's very close. The Ramban learns that this mitzvah, in fact, refers to one specific mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of doing tshuva. The mitzvah of doing tshuva is also, it's not difficult. If we only want it, we can do it. It's not speaking about learning Torah, it's speaking about the mitzvah of doing tshuva. But in fact, if we think about it, although there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramban, the two mitzvahs are intertwined, because it is impossible, as much as a person may want to do tshuva, and we are now in the zman of doing tshuva, with Elul and the Yom Noroim coming upon us, Be'ezus Hashem, so it is impossible to do tshuva unless one learns Torah. There's a famous Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says on the pasuk, "Lodas chachma u'musr," to know wisdom, and musr means to improve a person. When a person learns things that cause him to try to get better, chastisement. So the pasuk puts both of them together. The Chafetz Chaim explains that a person can be all wound up. He heard a fiery Shabbos Shuvah drasha from the Rav, and he wants to improve. The Rav spoke about Shmir Saloshin. The Rav spoke about keeping Shabbos properly. He's all ready to do it. But, okay, I'm going to improve. But if he doesn't know the dinim, he doesn't know the laws, he doesn't know the chachma, so all the musr in the world won't help him. The opposite is also true. He can know the laws, but if he doesn't have an arousement, a willingness to improve, so even if he knows the laws, he won't come to change and to improve himself. So it's a combination of both. You need both together. Lodas chachma u musr. You need to know what the laws are of Shemir Shabbos, or of guarding your tongue. What are the specific laws? And then you have to have the musr. You have to have the ability to arouse yourself, or to go to hear Rabbonim who will arouse you to put into effect the chachma, the wisdom that you have gained. To put it into effect, that comes with the musr. You need both together. So tshuva is dependent on Torah. And in fact, we see this from a very beautiful pshat that I once saw. I believe I saw it in the Sefer by Mr. Bunim, Irving Bunim, on Pirkei Avos. I think it's called Ethics of Our Fathers. And he says the following pshat. There's a pasuk in Chumash which says, "Bezos yavoy Aaron al hakodesh." Aaron HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, should come into the holy temple, to the Mishkan, with this. And the pasuk enumerates how Aaron is to come into the Beis Hamikdash. But one of the commentaries says a beautiful thought. The word Zos is numerically 408. Zion is 7, Aleph is 1, and Tav is 400. So that makes a total of 408. If in davening, all of us are familiar, right after Nisana Tokef, which is one of the highest points of the Yom Kippur davening, it says over there, Useshuva, Usvila, Utsedaka, Mavirin Esra Xera, that three things are necessary in order for a person to merit that he will not, God forbid, have something bad happening to him during the year. What are the three things? Repenting, tshuva, tefillah is davening, and tzedakah is giving charity. On top of those three words, there are three other words. On top of the word tshuva is the word tzom, fasting. Like because of the meat scandal, you may be aware that the Rabbanim have asked that this Sunday, the men at least, in Muncie, and I understand maybe now in Brooklyn as well, that people should fast. So fasting is connected with tshuva, with repenting, because you think, why am I fasting? And hopefully that will arouse you to do tshuva. Tefillah, on top of the word tefillah, is the word kol. How do you daven with your voice? And on top of the word tzedaka is the word mammon. How do you give charity with money? Each of these three words has the same numerical value, and that is 136. Tzom, fasting, mem is 40, and tzadik is 90, and vav is 6, 136. Tfil is with kol is 100, kuf, vav, lamet, 136. Mammon, stock you give mammon, 40, 80, and 6 and 50 is a total of 136. So these three things together, if you multiply them by 3, is 3 times 136 is 408. The numerical value of the word Zos, Zion, Aleph, Tav, is 408. If a person wants to come into the holy, if a person wants to repent and he wants to come close to Hashem, he has to do tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. And the tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah is a tripod. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omei. The world stands on three things. What are the three things it says in Pirkei Avos? Torah, avoda, and gemilus chasadim. Tshuva is connected with Torah. Tefillah, davening, is avoda. That replaces the karbonis that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the avoda. And tzedakah, that's a form of gemilus chasadim, of doing kindness with your fellow man. So in this Dvar Torah, what is associated with tshuva? Torah. Because as we said, without Torah, there can be no tshuva. You can want to improve in whatever matter you want to improve. If you don't know the halacha, you may not be improving. You'll do it wrong. And when you do it wrong, you didn't improve what you wanted to improve it. So we see clearly that tshuva and Torah go together. In Parshas Nitzavim, there's a famous thought, I think I've said it before, but in connection with our theme, that tshuva and Torah go together, Rav Chaim Volozhiner pointed out that Sefer Dvorim has in it 10 parshias. Actually, there's 11, but Nitzavim and Vayelech are usually read together, and therefore they count as one. So if you go from the beginning of Sefer Dvorim, you have Dvorim, Veschanon, Ekev, Re'ei, Nitzavim, Kiseitze, Kisavoy, Nitzavim, Vayelech go together. That's the eighth parsha. Then you have Hazinu and Zois HaBracha, 10 parshias. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner that the fifth Sefer of the Torah, Sefer Dvorim, equals the 5,000-year to 6,000-year that we are in now. We know, we've said this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the world will last for 6,000 years. That's what Chazal tell us. So the There's leka midi de loy remiza bar raisa. There's nothing that is not hinted to in the Torah. One of the things that is hinted to is the generation that we live in now. Because as Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, the fifth book of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, of the five books of the Torah, Sefer Devarim, is equivalent to the year 5000 through the year 6000. If we would understand clearly what the Psukim are talking about, we would see the history of our time in the Torah. So we don't know everything, but Reb Chaim Volozhiner opens our eyes up to one fact, that if you take the seventh parsha of the fifth book of Devarim, what is the seventh parsha? That's Parshas Kisavo. So that means the seventh parsha is going from the year 5600, which is the sixth parsha, the end of the sixth parsha, to 5700, which is the end of the seventh parsha. Each parsha of the 10 parshios of the fifth book is equal to 100 years of the 1,000. Divide up 1,010, you get 100. So the seventh parsha, Kisavo, equals 5,600 to 5,700. What is 5,700 in English? Is equal to the year 1940. 1940, if you look at the end of Parsha Kisavo, what is that all about? The Toichacha. That's the terrible calamity that happened to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people, to Am Yisrael in the year 1940, starting 1939, 1940, with the rise of Hitler, Yimach Shemoy. Everything that happened in the Holocaust, you could find it, unfortunately, already described in the Toichacha, in the terrible calamity that Hashem says will befall the Jewish people. So that's the year 1940 equals 5,700. There's the Tochacha. At the end of Parsha Kisavai, in other words, at the end of the 600 to 700 year, at the end of 700, that's 1940, that's the end of Parsha Kisavai. What's the next Parsha, the eighth Parsha? That's the Parsha that we're living in now. That's from 1940 till 2040. That's the 5,700 to 5,800. We're living in Tavshin Samach Vav is 5,766, and we're going into Tavshin Samach Zayin, 5,767. So what's that all about? That's tshuva. As we just said from the Ramban, ki hamitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, which mitzvah are we referring to? The mitzvah of tshuva. There has never been in the history of Klal Yisrael, or maybe in the time of Yoshio HaMelech, we find they all did tshuva at that time. But our era in history is called the Baal Tshuva era. There has never been so many Baal Tshuva coming back to their roots as we find in our time. So the Ramban explains that the Torah gives us a haftacha, and the Rambam speaks about it, that in the end, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. V'shafto ad Hashem lekecha. V'shafto could be either a command, you should return, or v'shafto is telling you a prophecy that you will return. V'shafto, at the end, you will return. And where is that? That's Parsha Nitzavim Vayelech, the eighth Parsha of Sefer Devarim, and that is equivalent to the years 5,700 to 5,800. So we have the Baal Tshuva movement merumes in this Parsha. And at the same time, connected with our theme, that it's impossible to do tshuva unless you learn as well, we have psukim that speak about limudat Torah. And that's what I want to end this year with a beautiful thought from the Panovitcher Rav. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, which is part of that eighth parsha, which says, V'ata, and now, kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. You should write down this song. And this song refers to writing down a Sefer Torah. In fact, there's the last mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs, of the 613 mitzvahs, is this mitzvah, which refers to writing a Sefer Torah. If a person can afford it, they have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, their own Sefer Torah. Many people write a Sefer Torah, they lend it to their local shul, and from there people learn from it. They hand it down from one generation to another. I just read that there was a person who restored a Polish Sefer Torah from Poland that had been destroyed in the war, and he spent a lot of money to fix it up, and he brought it back to Poland, that it shouldn't be in a museum, but rather they should use it in Poland, what Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, tried to destroy the Jewish people in Poland in such a devastating manner of millions of Jews of Poland who were killed in the concentration camps. Here is a living Torah, a good Torah that is kosher, that one can again do the mitzvah of reading in a Sefer Torah. So the Ponovitch Rav said a beautiful thought in connection with this pasuk, and in fact it was said over at his Levaya by a great Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovitch, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. He said over at the Levaya, the funeral of Rav Kahaneman, Rav Yosef Kahaneman, who was the founder, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ponovitch in Bnei Brak. So at his Levaya, he said over the thought that the Ponovitch Rav himself had said on this pasuk. He said the following. There's a Gemara concerning Yeshua. The Gemara says that at the after Jericho had fallen, when the Jews, you remember the story in Tanakh where they blew the shofar and they went around seven times the walls fell down. So the Gemara says, Godol Talmud Torah Yoser Me'akravas Tmidim. It is greater to learn Torah than even to bring the Tmidim. The Tmidim were the Korbanos that were brought in the morning and in the afternoon. Tamid means every day. It is, and that's what we daven. Shachris and Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar, the one brought in the morning. Mincha is the one keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. That's the Korban that was brought before night. Mariv is keneged at night they used to burn the certain parts of the animal on the Mizbeach through the night. That's Mariv. So the Gemara says that learning Torah is even greater than those two constant korbanos called the Tzmidim. How do I know it? From Atobasi. I came now. What is this referring to? So the Gemara says the following. The pasuk says in Yeshua, "V'yehi b'yos Yeshua b'Yericho." Yeshua was in Yericho. Vayisa einav. He lifted up his eyes. Vayar, and he saw. V'hine ish omed l'negdo. There was a man standing opposite him. This man was really an angel, a malach from Hashem. V'char boy shlufa b'yada. He came with an outstretched sword. Vayelech Yeshua einav. In other words, he was trying to tell Yeshua, you know, you did something very bad for which I really should kill you. What did he do bad? So Yeshua went vayomerloi and he said to him, "Halonu ata im litzarenu? Are you one of us or are you with the enemy? Are you Jewish? Are you one of us or are you with the enemy?" Vayomer, and this person who was really a malach said, "Loi, ki ani sar tzva Hashem. I'm not from you. I'm not from the enemy. I'm an angel. Ata bossi. I came now." So, what does this mean? So, the Chazal explained, Emesh, yesterday, Bitaltem Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. When the Jews were involved in the fight, they did not bring the Korban Tamid of the evening, the late afternoon Korban. Va'achshav Bitaltem Talmud Torah. And now, you didn't learn. You're busy in a war and you're not learning Torah. Omar Lo, Yeshua said to him, okay, we did two Averis, you said. We should have brought a korban, which we didn't, and we should have learned. Which one are you coming? What is your outstretched sword all about? Aleizem en bosa. Omar loy ato bosi. I came now. What is that? What's the answer? So Rashi explains, now it's nighttime. You're not fighting a war now. You should have been busy learning Torah. And as today in modern warfare, they have nighttime vision. They could fight at war. They could fight day and night. In the olden times, you only fought in the day. At night, you couldn't see anything. You couldn't fight. So the Malach says, you can't fight. What should you be doing? You should be learning Torah. So first of all, this is a little difficult. What do you mean, learning Torah? Even at night, first of all, they're knocked out from the battle. And then they have to prepare strategy for the next day. And they're emotionally drained. How could they concentrate on Torah? How could it be that the Malach, in fact, is that, were they really obligated at night to learn Torah? The Panovich Rav asks. What was the Malach so upset about? But then also we have to understand something else. Tosfos explains that when he asked them the question, Halonu ato im litzarenu, are you one of us or are you with the enemy? He was really playing on words. What was he saying? Halonu at, are you coming for Halonu? From, what does it mean? Torah tziva lonu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. Torah was commanded to us by Hashem, Moshe through on behalf of Hashem, and it is an inheritance to the community of Yaakov. So that when he said to them, Halonu at, he meant, are you coming, are you coming on Torah tziva lonu? That was like a code word, lonu. Are you coming for lonu, us, Torah tziva lonu, to us? You're talking about Torah? Or litzarenu? He wasn't asking him, are you Jewish? Are you one of us? Are you belong to the enemy? He was asking a whole different thing. He says, I know you're coming that we did something wrong. What are you coming? Are you coming for lonu? Are you coming for Torah tziva lonu? Or litzarenu, are you coming for our enemies? Means the korban we should have brought would protect us from the enemies. If you want to get protected from the enemies, you're supposed to bring a korban. So which one? That's what he meant to say. So he gave him an answer. Ata bossi, says Tosfos, what does it mean? Ata, now I'm coming. He meant our pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Vayelech. Ata, now kisvu lachem es hashira azois. Write this song, the song of Torah, down. So this Tosfos is an enigma. We understand the question. Is it lonu, are you coming for Torah? Or is it enemies, that which protects from enemies, which is the korban? Which one? He gave him an answer, ato. I'm coming now. And the Tosfos says he meant our pasuk. What's the answer? So Rav Panovich Rav said a beautiful pshat to answer this whole enigma here. He says what Yeshua was asking the Malach is, you're telling me you're coming for Torah. But wait a second. Halonu ata, Torah tziva lonu. Yeshua was asking the Malach, like, what do you want from us? You want us to be learning? Torah tziva lonu. Tziva, commandment. Are we in fact commanded? And in, under these extenuating circumstances, we are knocked out physically. We are drained emotionally. We have to make plans for tomorrow's battle. Is this a time that you're... Are you telling us actually, tziva lanu, that we're commanded to learn Torah? It can't be. It's extenuating circumstances. We can't learn Torah now. So, you know what the Malach answered him? Ata bossi, I'm coming now. I'm coming for this pasuk. What's the pasuk? Ata kisu lachem es hashira hazois. It's a song. Torah, you're right. If Torah was a commandment to learn, you could say I'm potter. There are certain times a person is not obligated to learn Torah. So maybe this would be considered, very likely, you have to be on guard from the enemy, you might make a surprise attack, you have to plan the battle, you're fatigued, you're emotionally drained. All these things might be extenuating circumstances. I'm potter. But if you would go, your approach to Torah would be a song. When a person is in a joyous mood, in a happy mood, and he's a person starts singing, you're in a great mood, everything's going right with you, and you just let out a song. If you would look at Torah, that's the song of our life. One of the Mefarshim says a person, let's say, he had a bad day or a bad week or month or year, and he's depressed. So they say, you know what you should do? Sit down, learn a daf gemara, learn two daf, learn three daf. You finish that, you won't be depressed anymore. You'll have such a joy from the learning that you'll be in a great mood. And you don't have to take a pill to make you not depressed. You don't have to go to a psychiatrist or a psychotherapist. You learn a few daf gemara, you'll be in a great mood. So the women support the men. Yeah. Shopping. Oh, shopping. that's last week's year, right? So that's what Yeshua said. Like, what do you want from me? lanu at the Torah tziva lanu? Are we commanded even in such a circumstance? So the Maal said, you're right. You're not commanded. If it would be just a command, nobody would want anything from you. But Torah is more than a command. Torah means that you view Torah as something inspiring, uplifting. It's joyful. It's a song. Torah tzivalonu Moshe. Yes, you're potter. But va'ata bossi. I'm coming for now. I'm coming for that other pasuk. Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azois. It's a song. If it's a song that you could sing all times, and even in a battle, even you're knocked out from the whole conflict of the day. It's nighttime. Now you're not in battle. If it would be a song, if you would be machshiv Torah to such an extent, you'd be able to sing that song even when you're not obligated, but it would be a song. And the Malach felt, Yeshua, you and even the rest of Klal Yisrael are in such, should be on such a level that you could sing the song even in such very difficult circumstance. And what did Yeshua do? Yeshua accepted the Musar. And the pasuk says, "Vayolen Yeshua b'layla hahu b'tocha emek." Yeshua dwelled that night in the valley. So Chazal say, you know what it means in the valley? Umka shel halacha, in the depths of Torah. It's not just that he dwelled physically in a deep valley. That night, what was he busy with? He was able to concentrate. He took the Musar of the Malach, and he said he didn't just learn Torah, but he delved deeply into Torah, because the Malach said you should be on a level that you could learn Torah even in such circumstances. This sefer that I'm reading from is a sefer Yalkut Lekach Toiv. He brings down, and we'll close with this story, a fascinating story set over from a Rav Chaim Berman Shlita, that he said there was a Rav. In fact, this was set over by the Panovich Rav. There was a Rav in the city of Tavrik. This was a city in Litha. So to what extent people were able to learn Torah in the most difficult circumstances, you'll see from the story. What was the story? That in the World War I, Russia was fighting against Germany, and Russian soldiers, late 3 o'clock in the morning, they see a light on in somebody's house. So they assumed right away, the Germans were approaching, they assumed right away that this person must be a traitor, and he must be making all kinds of war plans with the Germans who are approaching, and they're going to catch this guy. So they go into, it was the Rav of Tavrik, and what was he doing? He wasn't making any plans. He was learning a difficult Rambam. Maimonides he had a difficult halacha, and he couldn't go to sleep. He had to get the answer to this question. So they pushed their way into the house, and they see him with various svarim in front of him, and they say, "Oh, you're making plans to help the enemy." He said, "I'm not making plans. I'm trying to learn." "No, you're making plans. Take him out and kill him." So the Rav said, "Okay, do me a favor. If I see that there's a gzeira from heaven, God has decreed that I have to die. Do me a favor, though. I'm so involved in this Rambam. I have to answer it. Before I die, I have to get the answer. I can't die with not having resolved this in my mind." So they, you know, who would give such an answer to them? So he doesn't want a steak. He wants to answer the Rambam. Give it to him. Okay, we'll spend the... So it took an hour, whatever, till he's working on it, till he got it. And meanwhile, unbeknownst to them, the Germans had broken into the city, and suddenly the Russian soldiers became aware that the Germans are conquering the city, and if they don't get out of here immediately, their lives may be lost. They ran away, and he stayed alive. And on this, they say the pasuk, "Va'atem hadveikim b'shem alekechem," you who are dovuk, you are, even in such a circumstance, it's unbelievable. The person is about to lose his life, and he can have such clarity of mind that he's not thinking about his life. He's thinking how to answer the Rambam. That itself saved him. Chayim kulchem hayoim. You who cleave to Hashem in such an extraordinary way, in that schus, Chayim kulchem ayoyim, you will live. And this, the fact that he cleaved Hashem in such a way through Hashem's Torah caused him to stay alive, the Rav of Tavrik. So, and how could this be? Only because Torah tziva lanu, a commandment that he had to learn in that circumstance, he would be potter. Everybody would understand he's potter. But he considered, the Rav of Tavrik learned the lesson that Yeshua learned, that va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azois. If Torah is a deep song that uplifts a person, that he's able to do at all times. And Torah is the engine that propels a person to do tshuva. Torah and tshuva together, as we said, are ladas chachma musar. You need both in order to do a complete tshuva, and we should be zocha through Torah to come in the days that are coming upon us, that we should be able to be zocha to a complete tshuva.